DW.
At a community garden in the north of Madrid, parents and their children meet up to tend to their flowers and vegetables. 8-year-old Hugo remembers the giant harvest last year, and he's looking forward to this summer's crop.
Well, here we have lettuce. We've also planted, I think, peas, artichokes, and radishes.
Alcachofas y rábanos.
Another child taps Hugo on the shoulder and gestures with his hands, outlining the shape of a large beach ball.
Ah, las calabazas gigantes.
The giant pumpkins. Yes, it's a meter across, more or less.
And this in a city which, on average, only gets 60 days of rain a year. Madrid's high summer temperatures of 35 to 40 degrees Celsius, or more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit, make things challenging for backyard gardeners. But Javi, who lives nearby, explains why people here are still able to keep their gardens growing. They just plant vegetables that need very little water, choosing varieties that survive even down south in Andalusia, for example.
The typical summer dish in Andalusia is gazpacho, a cold soup made with raw tomatoes, cucumbers and peppers, vegetables from Andalusia where it practically never rains. Here there's a little more rain, so we can grow them, no problem.
But when the sun really begins to beat down on Madrid, gardeners do have to help out with some very careful irrigation.
In between our plants, we've laid out hoses pierced with small holes, which supply the roots of the plants with water, drop by drop. No huge spray of water, no flooded flower beds. The system is controlled automatically. We have to program it, so water will only flow every few days for a limited time. And then, for example, it releases at 4 a.m. every 4 days. And because it only comes out drop by drop, the quantity of water used is minimal.
The situation is different in Madrid's landscaped parks. To have a nice expanse of green lawn like those that are famous in the UK and the US, you can't skimp on water. Jose Maria is a professional gardener and takes care of several green spaces in the Spanish capital. He says perfect green lawns are the hardest thing to maintain in a hot, dry city. If lawns in Madrid aren't watered daily in the summer, preferably at night, they'll promptly be scorched brown.
Madrid no es un clima de...
Madrid's climate is not suited for lawns or gardens. For a 400 square meter garden, of which 200 square meters is grass, irrigation will cost more than 1,000 euros, and that's only for the summer.
For that reason, perfect green lawns in Madrid tend to be found around the city's upmarket villas. More common is another grass variety, gramón, which is much easier to care for, says Javi.
It's a type of grass that needs very little water. And then, well, it will be very good. In the winter it looks a bit battered, but I enjoy it in the summer. It's very nice. It primarily needs sunlight, but when it comes to water, it requires very little.
Thanks to Gramón, Madrid is one of the world's greenest cities with around 6,400 hectares of green space and 300,000 trees, or a tree for every 20 inhabitants. This works only because the city has planted tree varieties that can survive with very little water. A few trees also shade the community garden. Héctor, another junior gardener, lists off the different types with a little help from Lola.
Here we have a pear tree, a cherry tree, an apple tree,
and a quince tree.
With robust grass and some planning, Madrid's gardening enthusiasts are able to keep things green with barely any water. And, they point out, they don't have to give up anything, despite a climate that appears to be anything but garden-friendly.
This report was brought to you by DW.